Hello, everyone. I have mentioned this in the past that I recorded audio throughout my fertility journey from shortly after I decided that I was ready to start my family up until essentially when I became pregnant. I recorded maybe about once a month, and this week I started to go through the audio. This is the first part of it. I do have quite a bit of audio, so there's going to be at least another episode after this with the rest of my story. And I think that this is being uploaded timely because I just celebrated the 1 year anniversary of having a positive pregnancy test. And my daughter is now 4 months old when I release this episode. So it's nice to know that this story that I have to share has a very happy ending, and it makes it easier to share this because you'll hear about really the details of the struggle with dealing with infertility, which was something that I was formally diagnosed with, and something that I thought for quite a bit of time that I wouldn't be able to have children. So this is a story that is really important for me to share, and I'm really glad that I was able to record my thoughts every step of the way. And it's been really interesting to hear this audio back because I haven't listened to it since the first time I recorded it. So in this recording, I talk a lot about my planning for pregnancy during med school, as I'm a third year medical student planning to have a baby as a fourth year medical student, and just what advice I've heard about planning pregnancy with a medical career. And I also reflecting after I edited this segment, it really strikes me how optimistic I was. And I feel like that at the time, I'll talk more about this in subsequent recordings, but at the time I fully knew that I was likely going to have some fertility issues, but I still throughout the whole recording was very optimistic and seemed like I was kind of expecting to conceive somewhere around February, March, or April. And spoiler alert, that didn't happen, and I'm going to talk about that in subsequent recordings, but I just wanted to put that into perspective before you listen to that recording, because it does seem like I am very confident and optimistic, but I think that a lot of it was wishful thinking. And obviously, I had more difficulties beyond that. So I just wanted to explain that. So without further ado, let's rewind to the beginning of this story. I'm recording this on February 19th of 2022. I am not sure that I'm actually even going to release this recording. This might just even be for myself, but I'm hoping that all goes well and that I can kind of make a compilation of recordings kind of outlining my journey of preconception and pregnancy as well. So I guess it was last, like, fall that I started seriously talking to my husband about having a baby. So, of course, even before we got married, we always knew that we wanted to have a few kids, at least two kids. So that was always something that we knew we were going to do. We were thinking about kind of timelines with it and kind of decided, like, well, we don't want to start having kids before we were married a few years. And now we're running on about 2.5 years marriage. And of course, with being in medical school, it makes it a lot harder to kind of plan. I know that there's no perfect time for things, but there are definitely better times than others as far as being able to take time off for like any kind of maternity leave. And up until about a year ago, my husband was also in in-person school as well, but now he is taking online classes, which kind of changes some things because I know that he is home most days now and will be until he finishes his degree in 2023. But it was really last fall where he actually said to me, like, I think I'm ready. Are you ready? And I had to really reflect on that because I always said that I was ready, and it was just a matter of finding a time in med school where it would make sense and that I could at least have a few months that are a little bit more relaxed so that I can take care of a newborn, and because especially it's important to me to be able to breastfeed. So for me, it was always, yes, this is something I really want to do, and it's something that I'm ready to do. I just have to have my husband fully on board, also have it make sense a little bit to my timeline. And I've talked to a lot of like upperclassmen as well as classmates myself who have had a kid or multiple kids in med school, and also in residency. I've had talks with residents as well in what their experience was like, and it always just seemed so clear to me that there's never really a best time, but it really is important to have everyone on board and to start conversations with people that need to know pretty soon. So when I had that talk with my husband, I said, okay, well, it's really important to me to have some kind of preconception period where I can clean up my diet a little bit more. I can take a prenatal for at least 3 months, and then I'll go off birth control and we can just let God be in control of the timing past that. But I at least want to make sure that I am set up to have a healthy baby. Even though once we do decide that we are ready, that God has put it on our hearts, then God can be in control of the timing from there on out. So it was, I think it was November that I started taking a prenatal vitamin. And I just took like one of like the vegetarian gummy vitamins from like CVS. It has been about 3 months now that I have been taking those, a little over 3 months now. So I discontinued my birth control. It's interesting because I've talked to a lot of women over the years in different stages of life, and it seems like there's really no in between. There's either women that got pregnant while on birth control, whether they just like missed a day or whether it was just the 1% rate of getting pregnant while on the pill because it's only like 99% effective. And then you have women that struggle with infertility and they might be trying for years and still not be able to get pregnant, and they do all the right things. They take the prenatals, they time when they're having sex, they track their cycle, they track their fertility, they check their progesterone, they get all the testing done, and they're still not able to get pregnant. And a lot of them have to do like in vitro fertilization, or they have to get their husband tested for sperm quality, and they have to go through all these crazy steps. And like, I rarely come across a woman that is somewhere in between those two extremes. It's very interesting to me. So I am at the point where I could literally be pregnant right now because we have had unprotected sex a few times since I discontinued the pill. But I could also be at the other extreme where I don't get pregnant for months, if not years. And I really don't know which I'm going to be yet. So it's really interesting. And I really wanted to just record my thoughts now just in case I wanted to kind of share my journey, it would be really interesting to hear the thoughts and feelings that I had at this stage and to kind of look back on it, even just for my own benefit. But let's see, the ideal, what I thought would be the ideal, or at least better than a worst case scenario, is to get pregnant either this month or in March. And that would take my pregnancy with a due date in either November or December. And so that would be into my fourth year. And so that would mean that I would be doing all of my audition rotations while pregnant. And I think most of the really important audition rotation experiences would be during second trimester, which isn't terrible. And it would also be putting my first trimester around like the last rotation or two of third year, and then into like board studying and just taking boards where I can be home most of the time and focus on stress relief and exercise and eating really well too. But then it would take me, because November and December my school has off time, and then that means that I wouldn't have to get approved to take any time off or to delay any rotation or anything like that. It is just built into the schedule. And then I would have a few weeks after that to take care of a newborn. So I think that's really the best case scenario. But I really have to attack this also from a point where, okay, a month give or take, if I do have a baby prematurely or there's anything wrong, it wouldn't be the end of the world if I gave birth like a month early. And it also wouldn't be the end of the world if it took me a few months to get pregnant and then I give birth like in January, February, because those are not audition rotations anymore. They're very much elective rotations. And if I would need to take a few times off, even if I need to reschedule a rotation for later in the spring, there is wail time built into our schedule where I could do a rotation or two after the match and before graduation and still be able to graduate on time and start residency on time as well. And then, like, no matter when I have the baby, I would not start residency until June or July, which would give me a few months to mostly be at home and to have a little bit relaxed spring semester fourth year schedule. And additionally, my husband would still be taking classes online, just finishing out his degree, doing a class or two. So he would be reliable as far as being a caretaker. And I would probably expect a lot of my family members, extended family members, in-laws to kind of help out as well and to meet their new family member. But I would never expect that from them. But it is good to know in the back of my head, like, it probably isn't going to turn out to be just me and my husband. And I also just made up in my mind, like, that there are women that are in med school and are single mothers, and they're able to make it work. So it's never going to be the end of the world, because I could have been alone and would make it work. I have extra help, so I can definitely make it work. And I just don't see much point in waiting to start having kids as a female doctor, because there's never going to be a perfect time. With residency, it makes it hard. A lot of places have kind of this policy where you can take a few months off, but then you would have to like make up the months at the end. And I'd be willing to do that as well, maybe for my second child. But then when you're in attending, when you're actually a practicing doctor working for a hospital, you have to still take time off. And it might even be harder to take time off, especially if you work in an outpatient practice where you don't really have too many people to cover for you, and you're someone's, like, actual doctor that they want to come see you. It makes it a little bit difficult, especially since my husband would then be working full-time as well. So
As far as how I'm feeling right now, I do feel really nervous. So part of it is nervous for actually getting pregnant and knowing that I have to keep track of so many things and I have to do the right things. I have to make sure that I have enough nutrition and everything like that. And being a vegetarian, that adds some elements to it as well, that there's a few nutrients that I'm probably not the best at getting into my diet, because usually all I take is like a multivitamin. But now there's some more nutrients that are definitely important for a developing baby that I really do have to make sure I fit in. But being a vegetarian and not being a vegan makes it a little bit easier, because a lot of these nutrients I can get from things like eggs and dairy products, which I'm definitely going to incorporate a little bit more of in my diet. But otherwise, I think I'm also nervous about just the time frame with just messing that up. Like, just thinking if I wait too long and I don't take it seriously and really, really try the first month, that it's going to take like 6 months and then I'm just going to miss my window of having a kid during fourth year of medical school, and then I'll have to do all this for residency and then kind of just shift my whole timeline over. But I'm also nervous about the opposite of like getting pregnant right away and then maybe having a baby come a little bit earlier and mess up with my audition rotations. So there's just a lot to go into this. And then I'm like stressed about like lowering my stress, which is crazy. But yeah, I think I've been also focusing a little bit on encouraging my husband to take up my healthy habits too, because it does take two to make a baby and a lot of things can affect sperm health. And so I've been trying to encourage that, but we're both still really young. We're both so I'm 25 and he's 24, so we're both very young, so we shouldn't have any problems with fertility, but we both have our own issues as far as me with maybe being a little bit nutrient deficient in some nutrients, and then my husband's a little bit overweight. There's just a few things that make me a little bit worried, but I just am putting my trust in God's plan for it, and hopefully all things will work out with that. Also nervous about like telling people too, because I feel like there's going to be a lot of people that are going to like judge me for having a kid in medical school. I think a lot of people will think that it was a mistake, that we weren't trying to get pregnant and it just happened, because the vast majority of the babies that are born of med students, the husband is the med student and the wife either has a job in the area or is just a stay-at-home mom, or just has kind of like a side hustle and like works at home. So there is just a little bit of a stigma against female med students having kids in med school. And I think even the vast majority of the women that do get pregnant in med school, most of them, it's not their first baby. For most of them, they already have a baby, their husband either works at home, is a stay-at-home, or they have a lot of family in the area that are supporting them. So yeah, it's very different from my perspective of being newly married, working on our first kid, but I really do think fourth year is the best time for it compared to all the other years. I would have said that if I knew COVID was going to happen, I would have definitely tried to have a baby like during COVID so that I could be pregnant while doing classes from home and then have a baby and still be working from home on classes. That would be ideal. But in hindsight, also, like, that was pretty early in my marriage, and I think it really helped to just have the two of us for a while. I think that would cause a lot of additional stress, but I do know a lot of people that had COVID babies and were pretty successful, but there was no way for me of knowing that COVID was going to happen or that it would last so long. And then, like, also third year rotations might have been a little bit crazy having a little one running around as well. But ultimately, I've also, like, heard that it might not be a good look to be pregnant while on fourth-year rotations, like, audition rotations. But honestly, my perspective is, like, if any program cares about me being pregnant on rotations, then it's probably not a program that I would want to go to. Because it's not a program that supports women, that supports families. And also, like, I would probably want to have maybe my second child in residency or, like, early in my career after residency. So if they have a problem with me before residency starts, then that's a really big red flag to me. I really want a program that cares about families, that isn't just a program full of just single people, that they have residents already that have young kids and residents who are married and value that outside of work, that work isn't just their whole life. Even though, like, my perspective has just changed a little bit, because in undergraduate college, my plan was I wasn't going to be married until after I became a doctor, and, like, probably would try to meet someone while I was in residency or even after residency. And I was going to get married then, and then probably a few years from then, I would start having kids, probably, like, at that point in my, like, early to mid-30s. But since I did meet my husband, we started dating my senior year of undergraduate college, my perspectives just have changed a little bit. I mean, now that I have found someone that I want to have kids with, I don't really see a point in delaying that. I think both can be done. You can establish your career and you can establish a family at the same time. People have done it. It's possible. And I've just always found myself to be good at kind of balancing different things. And I have the right support system. So I do feel like it's a good time for it. But then again, God might have different timing for me. Even though I feel it put on my heart, I have misconstrued that before, of my own desires kind of being so strong that I couldn't really hear what God was trying to say to me. But I have been praying for my first child for a long time, just like I was praying for my husband, like, my whole life. And I'm just excited for what he brings. I really am. I hope maybe just sharing my experience can be helpful to someone. Maybe you're in medical school and are starting to think about a family yourself. Or maybe you're in another field. Maybe you're a husband and are starting to think about this too. But I just hope that my own experience can be an asset to your own experience. So this week, as soon as I got off the pill, I stopped drinking alcohol, which I wasn't really drinking any, but I did make a firm mark, no more alcohol, no more, like, soft cheeses and things like that, just getting into the habit of doing that. And also heavily decreasing my coffee intake. Today was actually the first day that I have gone from one cup to zero cups. So I'm interested to see how that plays out, because I have been so reliant on caffeine, like, for a long time. Since high school, I've had at least a cup a day. If I don't, I would get a headache, and then I would need to attain coffee or caffeine of some type. And in college, I was up to, like, a four cups a day habit. The first 2 years of med school, I was up to two cups a day. And then in third year, I decreased it to one cup a day, so that whenever we decided to start trying, I could just cut it out and hopefully all would go good. But I'm fully expecting that I'm going to have a headache within a few hours, and I'll probably have to take some Tylenol in the meantime before my body fully adjusts to zero caffeine. But what I'm really worried about is doing my rotations without caffeine, because sometimes I have full days at the clinic and have to also study when I come home too. So I don't really get the full 9 hours that I'd like to get. It's more like 6 or 7. And doing that throughout the week, by Friday, I'm a little bit sleepy, especially right after lunchtime. So, and that's with caffeine. So I am going to be a little bit worried about staying awake, but hopefully I can add in some hours of sleep to make up for it. But I am really nervous that my next rotation is in surgery, and those are 12-hour shifts, 5 days a week, I believe, but seem to be a little bit intense and demanding. And also, I have a huge learning curve when it comes to anything surgery, because it's going to be my first surgical rotation. So that's going to be tough, and especially if I get pregnant by the time I start in a week, that's going to be a little bit rough if I'm having morning sickness on top of that. And I know that not all women get morning sickness, and there's different kind of home remedies and medication you can take, and different just dietary habits to include to kind of help with that, but I'm really just gonna have to try everything that I can if that happens, because I'm going to be miserable during that rotation if I have all of that going on. But I think that's probably going to be the hardest point in the pregnancy, is if I have morning sickness the first trimester while doing rotations. But I think the ideal would probably be getting pregnant in March or April, and giving birth in December or January. But I'm starting a month early in case that is God's plan. And then if it takes like a cycle to start ovulating after being on the pill for so long, then it will set me up for success for that. So I'm just overall excited. And my sister just had a baby too, which might make it a little bit more difficult because that was the first baby born out of like both sides of my family, as far as like the grandchildren and great-grandchild. Out of like me and all my cousins, she was the first one to give birth. And she wasn't not expected to be the first one because she's not married, and we have me and a few of my cousins are married and early in marriage. So it was interesting, but I hope that it doesn't really distract from when I have my baby. And that's something I've been worried a little bit about, that my sister's baby may have taken some of the attention and the excitement, and that maybe people will be a little bit too focused on him because he'll still be very young by the time I'm planning to have my first. But I feel like that is a really selfish thing, but I think it is a really real feeling that I just wanted to share too. With my husband's side of the family, he would be the first one out of his sisters to have a kid, but he does have a cousin that does have a kid. So, but he is like now like above 10 years old. So it's not really the same dynamic at all. But so I'm hoping that his family will definitely be excited being the first grandchild on that side. And that's all I'll share today. I'll try to record every now and then when I remember for any updates, but I'm not really expecting too much updates until maybe after a full cycle to see maybe I'm pregnant the first cycle, or maybe I'm not, and maybe I'll have different feelings after God decides that it's not going to be February conception, and maybe I'll share what I've been like eating and things like that.
View the show notes for additional information about this episode and access the link to Firstline's website. Don't forget to follow or subscribe to Firstline on your favorite podcast app to hear a new episode every Monday. Thanks for listening.